It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's my way.
Okay, well, ever since they changed their thing from hi-fi, lo-fi to hi-fi, things are a little weird. Anyway, this is Dr. Jess Armine coming to you from the Center for Bioindividualized Medicine here in southeastern Pennsylvania. I hope everybody can hear me. You never can tell with Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, I hope so, yes.
I can hear
tonight
you.
This is a good thing. This is a good thing. Tonight we have a very, very special guest. My guest is Wendy Myers, who is the founder and head writer of LiveTo110.com. Wendy is got to be one of the most eclectic, medically sophisticated, medically sophisticated women that I've ever known. She's a functional diagnostic nutritionist. She's certified in holistic health. She has got several degrees, and I'll go through them. She's got a Bachelor's of Science in Entrepreneurship. She's a certified holistic health coach. She has certification as a nutritional consultant. She does nutritional balancing using hair mineral analysis from, I guess, under Dr. Lawrence Wilson. Has the hair mineral analysis certification. She's presently pursuing a master's degree in clinical nutrition at Bridgeport, and I can tell you that is one heck of a program. And like I said, she is a functional diagnostic nutritionist and belongs to the Pastoral Medical Association. I got to tell you something. When I met Wendy, I was beyond suitably impressed. This woman knows a lot about a lot of different things and is an expert in many things. This is an example of somebody who's a jack of all trades and master of every blessed one of them. So tonight she's going to grace us with her knowledge about detoxification. And I'm going to be asking her back on the show to talk about different subjects, but detox seems to be a real big issue these days. And I'd like her to speak about it. First, Wendy, say hi.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your background. I give everybody a kind of a short introduction, but you have so much more to your background. So tell us how you got into the health field and why you got into the health field and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I initially got in the health field when I was planning my pregnancy with my daughter, and I realized I had never really studied nutrition before. I'd studied so many other things and realized I needed to eat for two people. So I went to nutrition school, and I'd been studying nutrition for a little while, and then I decided that I wanted to make it official and go to nutrition school. And then while I was in nutrition school, my father was diagnosed with cancer, and this kind of set me on another path, asking questions like, why is everyone so sick? Why do one in three people get cancer? Why are there so many chronic illnesses? Why does the U.S. have more chronic illnesses and people are on so many more medications than other countries? Why do we have one of the highest infant mortality rates of all the developed countries? So I just started asking a lot of questions, and I ultimately decided that all these ills were being caused by mineral deficiencies and imbalances and heavy metal and chemical toxicities. And so I just, the more I learned, the more I kind of began developing and formulating a plan and a program to be able to reverse these ills. And I discovered hair mineral analysis along the way, and developed my program based on a hair mineral analysis, because it's such an amazing tool. I just completely fell in love with it and reversed my own health conditions with it. And then I started in all my research, I began live2110.com to, you know, tell everyone and communicate what I was learning, because I was so passionate about it, and live2110.com was born.
That is absolutely amazing. And I know you're going to talk with us a little bit in a little bit about hair mineral analysis and its benefit. But I think I'd like to ask you, you know, like methylation these days, that people like to wave that particular flag, and we all know my opinion about that. People love to wave the detox flag. Everyone that you talk to, any practitioners, are always talking detox, detox, detox. And of course, there's a whole mess of different ways that we can detoxify, but why do we need, don't our bodies just plain old detoxify anything we throw in there? Why do we need to actively participate in any kind of detoxification?
Well, our bodies do detox. Our bodies are able to detox, but in Paleolithic times, that we were not exposed to the level of heavy metals and chemicals that we are today. So our bodies are not equipped to deal with everything that we're bombarded with on a daily basis. And the CDC did a study and found, they do like this annual report, and they found that on average, people have 500 chemicals in their body. Obviously, these are not synergistically producing health. And also the fact that we do all this mining and industry, et cetera, we're digging up all these heavy metals from the Earth's crust and releasing them into the environment. And so people are dealing with way more heavy metals and chemicals than their bodies can detoxify. So our livers are completely overloaded. We have this toxic body burden, the cesspool of chemicals that are causing disease. And a lot of physicians are not looking for this very obvious, clear cause of disease. Because I see with my client population, when I mineralize their body, because you need minerals for your body to work, and I remove the heavy metals and chemicals interfering in the body's metabolic function, so many different health conditions just start reversing, if not being eliminated completely. And I found this with my own health. I healed my adrenals. I healed my thyroid. And all these little annoying symptoms went away, which I dealt with some of my entire life. And it really doesn't matter what the disease label is. When you fix your body by mineralizing and detoxing, so many, any kind of disease can improve, if not completely reverse. And it's one of those things that I think I'm seeing younger and younger people becoming very, very ill, because our food supply is so nutrient deficient, our bodies can't protect itself. Our bodies cannot properly detox. The food has become so nutrient deficient, and our immune systems have become weakened. And then the stress we put our bodies under with stimulants and not sleeping enough and going, you know, our bodies are just breaking down quicker. And then add to that all the heavy metals and chemicals, and it's no wonder why everyone is so sick.
You're touching well on the subject of the toxicity in the environment. And is there a direct correlation? And just to, I realize I'm repeating what you said, but it's an important point. Is there a direct correlation between the level of toxicity in our environment and the various illnesses that we suffer from? And you're right, in this time frame, people are getting sicker earlier. I see it in my practice. Okay, we have a high level of autism. Okay, is this all directly related to the toxicity in the environment?
Absolutely. And what people aren't realizing is when they go to the doctor, so they get an MS, multiple sclerosis diagnosis, that's typically caused by mercury toxicity. Autism, a primary cause of that is aluminum toxicity. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, any form of dementia, aluminum toxicity. Aluminum is the most common element in the Earth's crust. It's in all vaccines. People are, you know, slathering it on their underarms every single day for decades. So every single one of my clients has aluminum toxicity. Most of them have mercury toxicity to a certain degree because of amalgam fillings and from eating fish, eating large fish. And it's just, I can just go on and on and on. Anyone who's eating non-organic chicken, all of them have arsenic. A lot of my clients have arsenic toxicity. Our lovely petroleum companies put thallium into gasoline to prevent knocking in engines. And thallium is a very potent.
Thallium. Are you saying thallium, the radioactive ingredient?
It's not really radioactive. There's different forms of minerals, but the one that's put in gasoline is not radioactive. But it's what it does is it poisons enzymes that transport nutrients across the intestinal wall. So
wow.
Obviously this is promoting malnutrition and fatigue. And any heavy metal like aluminum, arsenic, and tin, which are extremely common, these are very potent mitochondrial poisons. So they poison enzymes that transport nutrients into the mitochondria, which are organelles in our cells that make our body's energy. So if you have any of these toxicities, you're going to be fatigued. And that's why Starbucks is making a gajillion dollars, 5-hour energy, and all these things that people are doing to, you know, drinking caffeine all day long and eating sugar and carbohydrates, anything to stimulate themselves to get energy. And it's really the root cause of it are these heavy metal toxins and chemicals.
I didn't realize that that was in the gasoline. And I know that that's pumping it into the atmosphere and we're breathing it in all the time. That is news to me. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I realized that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you.
Well, thallium, you know, I realized from, you know, knowing about poisons, from my forensic background, that's one of the more subtle poisons you can give somebody, and it will paralyze most of their biochemical processes. You know, of course, if you give it in large enough doses all at once, but little by little by little, that makes a lot of sense. Where do the glyphosates fit in here?
Well, yeah, I mean, everyone's eating those, and so the glyphosates, what they do and how they kill plants and weeds is they chelate minerals out of the weeds, and that's how they die. And when you are eating foods with glyphosate residues on them, they are chelating minerals out of your body, and it slowly kills you. Because your body can't function without minerals. Your body, you can't copy mm-hmm. your DNA, you can't make energy, you can't make enzymes, you can't produce proteins, you can't produce any of the body's metabolic functions that make your body work and run. And so many people focus on antioxidants and vitamins, blah, blah, blah. It's minerals that make your body work, that are going to power your body, that are going to give you energy. And this one thing was, you know, I took supplements for years, but I was always focusing on resveratrol or turmeric or never thinking about minerals at all. And it's really, I think, a mistake a lot of people are making when they kind of don't know what they're doing. And I studied supplements for years before I finally figured out that it was minerals that are the key players. And many people are taking minerals, but they're not taking the right forms, and they're not taking enough of certain minerals. And I think that's a key distinction that I try to teach people on my website or who do my Mineral Power program, is really fine-tuning their supplement protocol and also reiterating that people need a customized supplement protocol, a customized mineral balancing protocol to truly heal their body and strengthen it so that it has the fortitude to resist disease and to detox on its own, et cetera, et cetera.
As Wendy said, people, you need minerals. If you look at Dr. Ben's pathway planner or any of the biochemical drawings out there, if you look in between the processes, you'll notice the cofactors. The cofactors are the minerals, things like zinc, magnesium, and so forth. Okay, you can't run your body without them. And for those of you who have oxalate problems, Okay, oxalates are those things that will bind with the minerals and create crystals and have sent the minerals from the biochemical processes. And like none of your pathways will work, especially your mitochondrial electron transport chain, which is what creates your energy. So Wendy's, you know, right, targeting this absolutely correctly, because the one thing that is always, always ignored is the mineral concentrations, and we lose them from heavy metals, plus a lot of adrenal upregulation, a lot of adrenal hyperactivity, which pumps out a lot of mineral corticoids, which dumps the trace minerals out in your urine, aside from all the other things she just said. And the biggest salient thing that she said was it has to be a customized program. That's absolutely correct, hence an individualized program, which is what, why, aside from all of her other training, why Wendy Myers is part of our recommended methylation practitioners, because she knows how to create an individualized program that will heal someone based on your particular physiology. I know you wanted to talk about hair mineral analysis and some of the best detoxification methods, so I'll let you decide where to go next.
Yeah, well, you know, I love hair mineral analysis because it's the tool that I use to heal my health. And I was really skeptical at first when I first tried it. And I was like, whatever, I'll just do the test and see what happens. But when I started taking the minerals, I was sleeping better. Within a month, I was finally sleeping. I'd been waking up in the middle of the night for years. And up for 1 or 2 hours a night, I'd seen every movie on Netflix. I'm like a film expert now from having lost so many hours of sleep. And I had really had reached a point in my life where I was struggling with my health. I was only 37 and 36, and I couldn't think. I had horrible brain fog. I was working out 6 to 8 hours a week, and I couldn't lose weight. My energy was flagging, and I finally thought something is just wrong. I was having rages. I was having lots of anger problems, and I looked in the mirror, and I just didn't know who this person was. I didn't know who I was anymore. And so I decided, you know, it's time to seek out the help of a doctor, and I went to my naturopath and find out what's wrong with me. So she ran about $4,000 worth of testing, and found out that I had adrenal fatigue, I had the hormones of a menopausal woman, I had thyroid problems, I was hypothyroid, major nutrient deficiencies, I was anemic, just all kinds of problems. And it just blew me away. And so she wanted to put me on hormone replacement, like any, you know, even naturopaths can be very much, you know, steeped in allopathic medicine with giving medications. And so she wanted to put me on thyroid hormones, which I started, and she wanted to put me on hormone replacement to replace the adrenal hormones. I thought, no thanks, I'm 37, don't think I'm going to do that. So I looked for alternative means, and I just stumbled upon hair mineral analysis, like right away. And I thought, I'll just try it, because they claim that, you know, it heals your adrenal glands, and then you can make your hormones like estrogen and progesterone and testosterone again. So I tried it skeptically, and I felt great. Within about a month, like I said, I was sleeping better. I had more energy, and just over time, and it takes time to mineralize your body, and it takes even more time to balance the minerals to each other in your body. But while you're doing this, while you're mineralizing your body, you give your adrenals and thyroid the nutrients they need to function and to create more energy, and that energy helps you to heal and detox. But also mineralizing your body pushes out heavy metals. Many times minerals and metals occupy the same binding sites in the body. So by mineralizing your body, you push out heavy metals that the body is actually using. It prefers minerals, like if you have cadmium toxicity, or if you have a zinc deficiency, your body's forced to accumulate cadmium to repair the arteries and do various things in the body repair jobs, but it prefers zinc. But if you don't have enough zinc, if you're a vegetarian, or you just don't eat enough red meat or what have you, or you're using it up too much zinc because you're drinking alcohol every day or a few days a week, that depletes zinc, then your body is forced to accumulate cadmium to get various jobs in the body done. So all these different things happen when you're doing a hair mineral analysis, mineral balancing program. And for me, over time, all my health issues resolved. My adrenals healed. I don't have adrenal fatigue today. I got off my thyroid medication. I have tons of energy. My mood is amazing. My brain fog totally cleared up. I could barely socialize because I couldn't even have a conversation. Because my brain fog just couldn't think of words. But now that's the thing of the past. But
that's me on a normal basis, so I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So just so many other, a million other little things resolved. Like I said, tooth sensitivity, I'm ringing in my ears. I had tinnitus, and that resolved. That took about 3 years to resolve, but resolved nonetheless. In coordination with doing a hair mineral analysis protocol and mineral balancing program, I always have to have people do certain detox protocols like infrared saunas. I prefer near infrared saunas, but infrared saunas are key to sweating out these hundreds of chemicals that we have in our body and sweating out heavy metals, even radioactive ones. You can sweat out cesium and other radioactive chemicals that are appearing from Fukushima and the like. But doing the infrared sauna, you sweat all this garbage out. You also heat up your body a few degrees, so you kill off or assist your body in killing off viruses, mold, fungi, yeasts, and viruses and things of that nature, bacteria. So it helps your body to fight all the chronic infections that most people have today. So number of brownie points you get from using an infrared sauna. But any infrared sauna is fine. There's far infrared saunas, and there's the near infrared saunas use red light bulbs. And those are the ones that I mm-hmm. advocate because they have real low EMF, and they give you some color therapy. And they have a few more benefits. So they're a lot cheaper. They're only about $1,000, where a far infrared sauna can be, several thousand dollars. And they're cheaper to run, and they're portable, et cetera. So there's a few more benefits with the near infrared saunas as opposed to the far infrared. Don't even bother with the one at your gym. Not infrared, so not really going to work as well. They're so hot, you can't see.
Yeah, you can't. It's dangerous, and there's a lot of steam involved sometimes, and that's an invitation for mold.
Yeah, and they're so hot, you can't stay in them very long, so you really can't get the benefit that you're seeking. So infrared saunas are definitely a must in today's toxic world, and people really need to do them a few days a week at least, if not 5 days a week, for a couple years. And then after that, you can maintain your clean, healthy body by doing it maybe twice a week.
Well, a lot of people talk about coffee enemas, okay, which I've to be perfectly honest, I've made fun of, because I'm a guy, enemas are like anathema to me, it's like, do anything, shoot me, I don't care, it's enema, no. No.
I understand, none of my male clients are interested in that part of the conversation I try to have with them, but a few brave souls attempt it.
Yeah, I know. One in about 10,000, I know.
Yeah.
What is the benefit of? I mean, I'll just say if I want strong coffee, I'll go to Starbucks. But what are the actual benefits of coffee enemas?
Well, the coffee enemas have a lot of different benefits. A lot of people think they're for colon cleansing, which that is a byproduct of it, and certainly helpful for some people with constipation. But what we're really after is cleaning the liver. Because what happens is when you're retaining that enema with the caffeine in it, that caffeine dilates all the blood vessels in your liver, that portal vein that goes from your intestines to your to your liver. And it just all the toxic contents in the liver dump into the intestines for elimination. So it's an amazing way to mechanically detox the liver. And our livers are so toxic. I mean, 30% of people have fatty liver disease in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And not to mention everyone has that 500 plus chemicals in their body. And our livers need help. They really do. And if they're tolerated, not not everyone tolerates coffee enemas. If you have a caffeine sensitivity, it's not going to work for you. And some people just feel horrible after they do them, probably a sign they shouldn't do them. But a lot of my clients that are,
I'm sorry. You don't know how many people keep saying, this really makes me feel bad. It really makes me feel, I said, why do you keep doing it? Because the doctor said so. I'm like,
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It doesn't feel good.
Some things just plain don't make sense, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And that certainly applies. That certainly applies to many situations. Sometimes to detox, you have to walk through the fire. You have to kind of have to feel like crap while aluminum is coming out of you or whatnot. But, you know, something like coffee enemas, if you really feel terrible afterwards, you shouldn't do them, you know? But a lot of my clients try them and they feel unbelievable after them. I feel like $1 million after I do them. So I keep doing them and I couldn't imagine living without them. I'm not addicted to them or anything, but,
you're a caffeine freak. You can't have enough.
Yeah. I love caffeine. I do. But I can do that cause I don't have adrenal fatigue. But with the enema, the coffee enemas, they really are a great way to mechanically detox the liver. And I think they're really an invaluable part of any detox program. And they get a lot of flack. You know, there's, you know, a lot of people that are opposed to them, they say, oh, they deplete probiotics in your intestines, yada, yada, yada. But they really only go up about a third the way of your colon. So there's plenty of the rest of your colon left for probiotics like Bifidus to proliferate in your colon. So I don't buy the whole, they deplete your probiotics. And I really have only seen tremendous benefits for the most part when people do them. Like I said, there's a handful of people that just don't work for them. And there are people that they've been doing it for 25 years, and they've been doing it maybe once a week for 25 years, and they're amazingly healthy. And I think whatever people can do to assist their liver to, you know, battle our toxic environment is a thumbs up for me. Because, you know, yeah, you can take liver supplements, which I think are key, and you need meat to eat meat to for your phase 2 detox pathway of your liver to work properly. And there's many people that, you know, that do coffee enemas and they're extremely healthy. They don't have any, side effects of them. But today we have such a rash of cancer and other diseases related to toxicity. I think it's just, very prudent to do anything you can do to clean your liver.
What you said that the coffee is a good way to get the liver to expel all the junk into the intestine. Does the coffee bind with the toxins and pull it out, or just in the back of my brain, I'm saying, gee, do you really want to dump all that stuff into the intestine all at once? So obviously, it's something good. What's it actually doing?
Well, it's the caffeine is dilating all the millions of little capillaries in the liver. And so it's just like how caffeine kind of stimulates your metabolism, revs it up. It stimulates the liver to speed up detoxification. So it's just one of those things where it stimulates the liver to dump its toxic contents into the intestines. And then it's evacuated with, you know, expelling the liquid. And many people, they feel very clean. They feel less toxic after they do the coffee enema.
I've heard that many times. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're also great for pain. People that have pain or they're having cramps, they're menses. The coffee enemas are really great at relieving pain. They're also great at, helping to reduce fibroids, and any kind of female issue. They're really fantastic at helping to eliminate fibroids. I have heard people of doing coffee enemas for 6 weeks and their fibroids, I'm sorry, 6 months and their fibroids disappear, because you're just getting rid of all these toxins that are promoting these kinds of health conditions. So many people today have estrogen dominance and the liver is responsible for metabolizing excess estrogen. So this includes when women are on. Oh, what was that?
I'm sorry. I was just going to talk about xenoestrogens, but go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, we have the xenoestrogens. We have all the estrogenic chemicals, estrogenic pesticides. Women on birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, and other forms of birth control, these things promote excess estrogen. So if you're wondering why you might be overweight or if you can't lose weight, et cetera, one of the problems is excess estrogen. And by cleaning out the liver with coffee enemas, you enhance the liver's ability to metabolize that excess estrogen. So it really has a lot of different benefits.
That's amazing. I again, because I guess I didn't study it as much as I should have, when I think about any kind of enemas, with the exception of looking to evacuate a bowel, I wasn't thinking about these major benefits, since I treat an awful lot of people with estrogen dominance, which you can see the probability of it in the polymorphisms in the genetic pathways. But of course, you always have to make sure that that it's expressing before you treat it. You were also going to talk a little bit about how you go about your hair mineral analysis. How do you discover imbalances? And how does that, what do you actually do, and what does it do in conjunction with detox? I'm getting the impression from you that the formal chelations are probably not a good way to detox.
Yeah, you know, it does have their place. You know, certainly when there are some clients, they're not able to take supplements, and some people are just so far gone with their illness, they're not able to do infrared saunas or coffee enemas. Like, I have some clients, they just can't do any part of the program because they're just too, they've just waited too long to find the right program. And if, you know, seen 20 different doctors and just nothing has worked. Yeah, those people should do chelation. There's also some people that if they have acute heavy metal toxicity, they have a poisoning, yeah, they need chelation to save their lives. But there's more than one way to skin a chicken, and many people are able, and it's preferable, to mineralize the body. Just by beginning with mineralizing the body will begin detoxing. For some people, this process takes longer than others, but just that act alone begins the detox process. Simply because you are improving the health of the adrenals and thyroid, and that revs up the body's metabolism so it can start pushing out some of these metals. Just by improving the body's vitality, it's able to detox better. But then adding, you know, detox protocols like infrared saunas and perhaps coffee enemas, those are usually enough to get people detoxing and to completely detox, but at the body's own pace. On my Mineral Power program, we're not forcing any metals out of the body. I don't think that's a wise thing to do. When you mineralize the body and you nourish it, the body begins to push out these metals in its own time, in the order in which it needs to do them, the priority in which it needs to do them. But the body knows. But we just kind of assist it gently with the infrared saunas. And I do a couple of detox supplements like silica. I use silica because that will grab different metals out of the body, the brains and the bone, and various other supplements like cilantro, but very, very gentle, natural chelators that aren't ripping anything out of the body. Because many people find when they do chelation, they're worse off afterwards. Because they can be floored for months or just never be the same. And some people die from chelation. I mean, I think now, you know, doctors know how to avoid that. If you dump too many heavy metals on the body, onto an already very sick body, it's very, very difficult. It's very, can be damaging to the kidneys and cause a lot of other different problems in the body. And, the body can only handle so many heavy metals at one time. And the point that I'm trying to make is that when you rip metals out of the body, you're still not solving the underlying problem. Why did the body accumulate these heavy metals in the first place? Because it's mineral deficient and the body is biochemically out of balance. So even if you rip these metals out, the body won't let go of certain metals that it's using. you know, the body is using cadmium, it's using certain heavy metals to do various jobs, and it just, it won't let them go. You can chelate till the end of time, and it won't release
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So really the only, and it detoxes, you know, superficially, but the only true way to completely detox the body at the deepest level is to mineralize your body and spend several years doing it. Mineralize the body and do these gentle detox protocols that we've been talking about. And it's the only way to deeply do that kind of detox work.
I haven't heard it put that way, but it's the truest words I've ever heard spoken. Ladies and gentlemen, just to take a quick little advertisement here, if you would like to ask Wendy a question, you can call in on 646-595-2277, 646-595-2277, or if you're in the chat room, you can type out any message, and I will relay it to Wendy. Okay, so take advantage of this expert. Guys, really, nobody knows more about this than her, so, you know, it would be a real sin if you didn't take the time to ask your most burning questions. How do you go about doing a hair mineral analysis? What lab do you use? Because I know there's like a whole mess of different ones, and I have my questions about each methodology, but what are you most trustful of?
Well, I only use Trace Elements Laboratories, Trace Elements Incorporated, rather, TEI. They test the most minerals of all of the labs. They test about 37 nutritive minerals and heavy metals. I used to use ARL. I originally trained using Analytical Research Labs, also known as ARL. But they just don't test enough minerals, and it gives you an mm-hmm. incomplete picture of the person's health. So I use the Trace Elements Laboratories, also because the methodology of washing the hair, they don't wash the hair prior to testing it. So if you go to Doctor's Data or really any of the other labs around the world, they wash the hair with acetone, and they also wash it with a chemical by Dow Corporation. I forget the name of the chemical. And that's basically washes away some of the water-soluble minerals. So it washes away sodium, potassium, and perhaps other minerals. So it renders the test invalid or inaccurate. Maybe for the heavy metals, it would be accurate, but as a health practitioner reading hair mineral analyses, I need to look at the mineral patterns, the mineral levels, the mineral ratios to each other, and that gives me a tremendous amount of information. And as a layperson, someone doing a hair mineral analysis, they're usually only interested in their heavy metal levels, and totally understandable, that's where I was at. But as a practitioner in developing a custom mineral supplement protocol that corrects your body chemistry, I can't use Doctor's Data or any other lab that washes the hair the way that Doctor's Data does, and most of the other labs do. So I can only recommend ARL or TEI, but I use TEI simply because they test more minerals and metals.
And you like the way the testing goes, so you're trustful of the results?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The hair mineral analysis spectrometer are very, very accurate analysis tools. These machines cost about $25, $30 million, and mm-hmm. they're extremely accurate. They're what NASA uses to assess the mineral content of rocks they get from certain planets and things like that. Very, very accurate, and I've never had to send a test back for a retest because I thought there was a flaw in the results. But yeah, so they're a very amazing tool at peering into the body chemistry to find out adrenal functioning, thyroid functioning, immune functioning. I can see if someone has liver or kidney stress. There's so many different things that I can see in a hair mineral analysis that I think it's the first diagnostic tool that I use with clients, because
mm-hmm.
it just gives me a picture, it's a very inexpensive way to look at the entire picture of the body chemistry. And then from there, I can go on to do other tests. And I'm an FDN, a functional diagnostic nutritionist, so I can do really any kind of medical test that I deem necessary to do further investigative work into the underlying causes of someone's health issues and symptoms. But I really like to start with a hair mineral analysis to get them on the right supplement protocol that they need. Because, you know, in taking supplements, most people are doing the shotgun approach where they're taking a multivitamin, throwing a bunch of nutrients in themselves. And that's certainly better than nothing, but it's kind of 1990s. Today, it's about a customized sniper approach and giving people the exact nutrients that they need for their body chemistry. And that's the only way to go. It's the only way to truly get the health results that one seeks.
That's exactly true. That's exactly true. Hence why we are constantly pushing individualized medicine, because everybody's physiology is somewhat different, and shotgun approaches or protocols don't work. They simply don't work.
Not.
You know, the people that come to us are the ones who've been elsewhere and are not getting better. Okay, and you have to have the capability and the willingness to go after what's wrong. It's like me with neurotransmitters. I may use that as an initial, or the genetics. I may use that as an initial jumping off point because of the things I'm most familiar with, but you having the capability of going in any direction, that's the most important thing, and the willingness to do it, which you have the willingness to do. That's the quintessential thing that you look for in a healthcare practitioner. So you already told us what hair mineral analysis, I'll slow down, okay, can reveal. Tell us about your program. How do you fix somebody? I know that you'll, you know, chase down the root causes, which is what, you know, you should be doing. But you've already told us that the mineral program is a program that is immensely helpful. How do you go about doing it?
Well, you know, like I said, it starts with a hair mineral analysis, and people can do a sample of their hair. We're just seeing about 1 inch of hair from the scalp, and someone can do it from anywhere in the world. And they just send it into the lab themselves. They download all the forms off my website, and very, very simple. They can buy the hair test and send it in that same day if they want. And then from there, they get their hair mineral analysis results. I, you know, go over it with them and interpret it for them, because it's never what people think. It took me about 3 years to learn how to really be comfortable with reading and interpreting hair mineral analyses. There's about 40 years of research behind it. So it's really not what people think. It's quite complicated, because each mineral, if it goes down or increases, that will affect all the other minerals. So it takes quite a long time to, you know, crack that code, so to speak. And then once we get the hair test and I can look at their health history, you know, we start with symptoms first. You have to look at symptoms, and then correlate back that back to the hair mineral analysis. And I instantly know, you know, what symptoms they have are correlated to what mineral deficiencies or imbalances and heavy metal toxicities. And the hair test just kind of validates that. And then I give them a custom mineral power program. They get a diet, my modern paleo diet that I devised. They get all kinds of materials on how to do the diet. They can always do food sensitivity testing to find out what foods work for them and what don't work for them that are causing inflammation or other symptoms that they have. Then they get a supplement protocol customized to them. Then they get lots of instructions on how to do the infrared saunas and coffee enemas. And then, of course, lifestyle recommendations, how to sleep better, what kind of exercise they should be doing. I always recommend meditation, and just lots of little tips and tricks on, you know, how to improve every aspect of their health regimen. Because I think a lot of people are eating a healthy diet. I mean, every client that comes to me is eating an unbelievable diet, amazing diet, and they're sleeping and they're exercising 3 days a week and they're doing everything right, and they still don't feel good. And it's because they are missing the detox component of their program, their health regimen, and they're not taking the right supplements. A lot of people are taking a ton of supplements, but it's not the right kind, taking a ton of stuff they really don't need. So that's where I come in and help to, come in and customize and hone down and get them a targeted supplement protocol, in addition to adding the detox, which many people are ignoring.
Oh, I agree. Or they're doing it in a manner that doesn't make an awful lot of sense.
Yes.
I have somebody here who just called in. Let's see what the question is, okay? Hi,
Hi,
next
Wendy.
person in the 2. This is Dr. Jess. Do you have a question for Wendy?
Yes, hi. I have a question for Wendy. Regard, where did you get your certification for the hair mineral analysis?
Well, I did a couple. I did the Dr. Lawrence Wilson Nutritional Balancing Certification, and I also did one with Dr. Rick Malter, who's been a psychologist for about 30 years and used it with his client population to heal mental health issues. And so he had has a class that I took as well.
How do you spell his last name?
It's Malter, M-A-L-T-E-R.
Okay,
Rick.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.
If anybody else would like to ask a question, the number is 646-595-2277. That's 646-595-2277 if you'd like to ask Wendy a question. So your program is incredibly comprehensive. Oop, somebody else. Hold on. Very good. Let's see here. Hi, this is Dr. Jess. Did you have a question?
Hi, this is Dr. Jess. Did you have a question?
Hi, this is Dr. Jess.
Did you have a question?
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Did you have a question for me?
I had a question. Hello.
Hello. If you turn down your radio, won't get much reverberation.
Oh, yeah, I have been working with a nutritionist, and I'm very highly sensitive to actually anything. And part of it is because I took Levaquin for 6 years every time I had a sinus infection. My question is about fixing the gut and then taking, like, minerals, or is it something I can do? But I have a very hard time just with the smallest amount.
Yeah, well, you know, I have a lot of clients that are in the same boat, that they just have a tremendous amount of sensitivities to supplements. And I just have to work with clients where they're at. And sometimes just starting to do, improve their diet and maybe attempting some of the detox protocols, like just trying an infrared sauna just very, very slowly, can get you detoxing. And it's also a matter of trial and error. Just finding the minerals that you can take and the forms of minerals that you can tolerate. But it can get expensive, you know, doing that trial and error to try to figure out what works for you. But I do find that clients that have a lot of sensitivities do eventually find the supplements that work for them. It can be very frustrating to go buy all these supplements and then have them not work. But it's one of those things that you have to do in order to get better. Because I just find it's very, very hard, I think, for someone to improve their health simply without taking supplements, because our food supply is so nutrient deficient. And that's one of the reasons people have to take supplements in the first place, is because of our intensive farming practices, et cetera, the soils are depleted and so is our food supply. And that's one reason people are ill. But for you, like I said, it's a matter of trial and error to figure out which supplements you can take. Because you may be surprised. You will find some that you can tolerate.
Yeah. And then this summer, what I also did is that I removed all of my fillings, which one was broken. Could have been, you know, I think once all of that is out of my mouth, which with a biological dentist, you know, I think was competing with some of my minerals, I think. I don't know. It could be, I don't know. What do you think of that, like the mercury fillings?
Yes, well, some people can actually be allergic to mercury. So one person will have, like, mercury fillings and not be bothered by them at all, and the next person can make them gravely ill. And this has to do with not the amount of mercury in their body, but their allergies to the metals. So for you, you know, sometimes when people do remove their mercury fillings, some people have no reaction to that, and other people can become very, very ill for months afterwards. It can really throw them out of balance because, you know, even if you're doing it with a biological dentist, you can still get some of the mercury vapors that release into your body, and your body has to process that. So it could very well, be contributing to your problem. I mean, obviously, anyone with mercury fillings in their mouth, it's not doing them any favors. I mean, it does make you sick, especially if one of the fillings is broken. The mercury tends to degrade after about 15 years. So many times people can get fillings and have them for a few years. They don't cause them any problems. But after about 15 years, when the amalgams begin to degrade, that's when people really start having problems and get a lot of mercury released into their system. And I find a lot of clients with a lot of mercury fillings will have, you know, fairly consistently high mercury levels on their hair mineral analysis.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your input.
You also asked about healing a gut. Did you not?
Right.
And with the people with fluoroquinolone toxicity, the floxies, that has always been a difficulty. Okay, but
right.
There are different substances out now that will help heal the gut even in the most difficult cases. Specifically, the serum-derived bovine immunoglobulin isolates, something like Enteragam, which is a medical food, but it's available as a vitamin, will help heal that gut a lot quicker than you think. The floxies have always had major difficulties in absorption, a lot of mitochondrial dysfunction. Some of the research that Sean and I have done have been able to reverse a lot of that, but the hair mineral analysis is important, but there are many more things that have to be attended to if you're not with somebody who understands fluoroquinolone toxicity. That is, if you've been taking Levaquin for a long time, you can guarantee you have it. It's a toughie. It's a toughie.
Yeah, it is. well, thank you so much for your input.
You're welcome. Yeah. Take care.
Okay.
Anyone else who'd like to ask a question is 646-595-2277. Wendy says, the hair mineral analysis program, from what I was reading about your program, it's not just the minerals, you're doing everything. Okay, you're working with the person's entire body. So they're getting not only their remineralization, but you're basically healing all aspects of their body.
Yes, because I think a lot of people that get a diagnosis from their physician, that they have a thyroid problem or they have adrenal fatigue or whatever the case may be, people get very myopic in trying to just fix the thyroid or fix the adrenals or what have you, and just not how the body works. The body works systemically. So you have to heal the entire body for if you have any hopes of ever permanently and completely healing things like adrenal fatigue or thyroid issues or leaky gut or IBS or whatever the problem may be. And the body is just too interrelated. So I think many people find that they will do an adrenal fatigue program or do this type of program, and they might get better for a little while, but then it comes back. And that's because they didn't address it systemically. So what I do is I help to remineralize the entire body and get rid of all the heavy metals and chemicals interfering in the body's function. And it really goes a long way to solving most of the problems in the body. And of course, the more longstanding a health issue someone has, the less likely that is to reverse completely. But people do find they will get improvement in health issues they've had for a long time, or longstanding health issues, chronic health issues.
What I heard you say that, everything you're saying is important, but what I heard you say that was the most important was that you treat people systemically, which is what I would say is treating people holistically. In other words, looking holistically is not, swinging dead chickens over somebody's heads or using crystals, but giving them the benefit of everything that you know, giving them the best of allopathic and alternative medicine and looking at the whole person, because we're in the age of specialties where everybody who's a specialist, which is most people, okay, look at things very myopically, look at their particular specialty and to the exclusion of everything else. And what we lack are generalists. We lack people who can look at everything and treat the whole body, and you are a generalist. Okay, we miss our general practitioners, okay, from the days of old, the Marcus Welbys and so forth, people who knew everything and then only sent you out to specialists when it was necessary. We're taking over that function these days, okay, looking at the entire person, okay. Our particular viewpoint or our jumping off point may differ somewhat, okay, depending on who we speak about. But the fact that you're able and willing to look at the entire body and treat the entire person, that is what you're calling systemic treatment, okay, or treating everything systemically. That's true holistic treatment, no?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you cannot fix one part of the body. It just doesn't work. I mean, it sounds like it works. Like, for instance, when someone gets cancer, and they go through chemo and radiation, cancer goes away, hey, it seems like they're fixed and they're cured and they're better. But the underlying root cause that caused that cancer is still there. The toxic liver, the body is ridden with heavy metals and chemicals, there's mineral deficiencies, so many mineral deficiencies, the immune system can't work properly. And as you can see where I'm going with this, there's so many different systems involved in that person getting cancer, and they are not cured simply because the cancer is gone and they're in remission, because they have a very high probability of getting that again within 5 years. The statistics are there. It's a very high probability that it recurs within, you know, in 5 years or so. That just illustrates the point where you have to treat the whole body, or, you know, address the entire body, do that foundational work of, you know, giving the body the building blocks that it needs, the nutrition, the minerals that it needs to heal itself, and allowing the body that space to heal itself, facilitating that process with proper sleep and rest and relaxation and proper exercise. It's not too strenuous. And facilitating the body to release heavy metals and chemicals with infrared saunas and the like. And it's amazing the results that I'm getting with clients, and the results that I've gotten with myself and my family and friends, and that I've worked with. It's really a pleasure to be able to help people to do something it's really going back to the basics. It's just so simple and so elegant. I think people try to get very complicated with various treatments and various protocols and blah, 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 blah. But you really have to go back to the basics and just getting rid of everything that's just, interfering in the body's function. Just removing those things, giving the body what it needs to work, and health results just from doing these very basic things.
People, you should listen to her. This is what Sean and I have been spouting for a while. We call it foundational work, biological terrain work. A lot of people concentrate in our world on the polymorphisms or on the SNPs, and we keep telling them to treat the body. Wendy's sitting here saying the same exact thing, okay? You have to treat the body in order for the body to heal. Give the body what it needs to work. Take away what's blocking the body from working. Okay, these concepts seem overly simplistic, but guess what? They're being ignored by everyone. Okay, even some of our naturalists are focusing. You know, sometimes you go to see somebody who treats via some kind of herbal Lyme protocol, but that's what they do. They practice a protocol. Practicing a protocol is tantamount to treating myopically. You have to treat holistically, and most of the ills will go away, or whatever treatment you need to give them to get rid of some root causes will finally go away. Treating one part of the body or doing one thing is tantamount to treating Lyme, and then let's just treat the bacteria, and then if you treat the bacteria, the parasites and the candida are doing push-ups, then you treat the candida and the parasites are doing push-ups, okay, and you're chasing your tail for forever, and we call that chronic illness, okay? The kind of practitioner you need is somebody like Wendy, is somebody who treats individually and who knows what they're talking about and can put the big puzzle together and then follow along with you and walk by your side and make sure that you have the benefit of their knowledge and experience so that your body itself will heal. And it does take time, but it can happen. That's the good news. Okay, you can have a chronic illness or a hidden illness, and this is the age of hidden illness. How many people out there have been told it's all in your head? Okay, because the medical doctor stops at some point and says, well, I can't figure it out, so it must be you. I don't know where we got that particular leap in logic, but the reality is that the very simple, basic things about treating the body so it'll heal, so it'll continue to run its biochemical processes has been completely ignored. Okay, except by a few very excellent practitioners like Wendy Myers. Is there anybody else out there who'd like to ask a question? The number is 646-595-2277, or if you're on the chat room, please go ahead and type in a question. I know you're out there. I hear you breathing. Okay. I guess not. They're logging in like crazy. I'm like, nobody wants to ask a question. I guess they're right. No. Either that or you've covered everything. So, Wendy, if someone wants to avail themselves of your knowledge and wants to start working with you, how do they go?
Well, they can visit my website at livetoo110.com. They can also learn more about my healing and detox program, Mineral Power, at mineralpower.com. And I have my own podcast. I'm on about episode 130 now. And got lots of free information about weekly blog posts and lots of recipes and info about my modern paleo diet and just lots of fun stuff going on. And I've got in development a hair mineral analysis certification program. I think the world is lacking a very, very good, robust, up-to-date, online hair mineral analysis certification program. So I'm developing one of those right now. And just wonderful. Lots of free info on my site, like I said, livetoo110.com.
And tell us about your podcast. How can one access your archived podcasts?
Well, I'm on iTunes, so then go to search for Live to 110 or Wendy Myers on iTunes. You can go on my website as well. There's a little, podcast tab where you can see all of my podcasts on the website.
Very cool. There's somebody, it says the word typing here, so I'll continue chattering until I see a question up here. But people, go to Wendy's website, livetoo110.com. It is one of the best. It's very, first of all, it's very pretty. Okay, it's got lots of articles. You can search by health conditions, look at her various detox protocols, look at the different functional diagnostic tests, learn about the Mineral Power Program, access her all of her prior podcasts, which I have had the honor of being on a couple. This person asks, I can't afford the hair test. How would I begin on my own?
Well, by taking basic mineral supplements, I love Intramin multi-mineral supplement. They're organic carbon-bound minerals. So that's a good basic one to take to replace what we're missing in the soils from our trace minerals. Also magnesium, you need to take about 5 times your body weight in magnesium per day. I personally take 5 different types of magnesium, but you can really get away with, magnesium glycinate and magnesium citrate. Just take a couple of those. 5 times your body weight in pounds in milligrams per day. And so that's a good number to take. Some people need a little bit more, some a little bit less. You just take it to bowel tolerance. If you're having bowel issues, that you can switch to a different form. But most people can, tolerate 5 times their body weight. Also, zinc is very important. Calcium is important for many people. Not everyone. That's why testing is important to find out if you really need that or not. And also just taking a basic multi-mineral will get you started in the right direction. To at least, it's better to take those than nothing. And of course, doing a hair mineral analysis is ideal, but if you can't afford it, I understand it is expensive. It does take a lot of time to do this testing interpretation and prepare all the materials for it and give people a customized program. Worse comes to worse, if that you can't afford it, then just take the basic minerals that we need. And there's lots of information on my site. If you type in minerals on my website, I think I have an article called Why We Desperately Need Minerals, and there's a supplement protocol on there that you can download that gives you the basic minerals that you should take.
Very good. Thank you. There's a phone call here. Let's see. Nice person in the 914 area code. Do you have a question?
I actually was going to ask, how much does a hair analysis cost?
Well, I charge $399 for the hair test. But like I said, it's not just a hair test. It is like a whole program that you're getting. You get an hour consult to go over the entire, hair test. And I help you understand what it means and why you need to take certain supplements to correct the imbalances and whatnot.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay. I also have an option on my site. If you go on my store, it's at store.live2110.com. You can actually buy a hair test just by yourself. It's $125. So you can at least get a hair test. You probably won't be able to interpret it because it takes a long time to learn how to do that. But you can at least, get it and, upload it to some of the Facebook groups and ask people what it means and see your metal toxicities and things of that nature if you're curious.
Well, if I, if I could dispute with my guest for a moment, I have to tell you people that as maybe as pricey as it may sound, it's not the test, it's who interprets it. Most
exactly.
People can read the, read the neurotransmitter tests, but they'll take what the company says. They'll just look at the test and then hand you what the company says to give you. But that's not reading that test dynamically. I've read 10,000 of them, and I can tell you your entire life story by looking at the balance. Okay, and that's why they call me the neurotransmitter whisperer. But it's that kind of experience that you're paying for and is worth the price of admission if you're trying to heal. Okay, to have someone interpret the test and give you a personalized, individualized program with the explanation so you understand what's going on does two major things. Number one, gives your body what it needs without a lot of assumption and a lot of, if you go on the internet, there's a lot of experts on the internet, and let's face it, opinions are like elbows. Everybody's got two, secondly, you work with someone who knows what they're doing, there's a lot of the fear factor that goes away. Okay, you've got a chronic illness, you're ill all the time, you're frightened for good reason because no one is telling you why you're like this. Your family, your doctor saying it's all in your head. You know it's not in your head. You know you're ill. You need somebody not to lead you down the garden path, but to explain what's going on, why you're feeling the way you're doing, and then give you a reasonable plan that actually works and gives you, and you have some interaction with that person. Okay, doing this yourself is not recommended.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Jess. I like to have the option available. Just sometimes there's practitioners or just some people, they just want to, they're just curious.
I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. I just wanted to make sure that people, a lot of people will look, and rightfully so, look for the less expensive option. But is it really less expensive when you look at the test, you say, or the company says, take this, and it doesn't really work because they're telling you to take, I can only relate it to neurotransmitters. They're telling you to, build up your excitatories and inhibitories at the same time just because the test is low and everything. That's stupidity. Okay, you're just going to give yourself an anxiety disorder. Okay, you have to know the history, and you have to look at it, you have to work with it. So the extra money is worth putting into it because to work with a quintessential expert and that's going to explain everything, to listen to your complaints, to listen to your history, to look at, what's going on and say, I've seen this pattern and this is the best way to go about it. Okay, and this is the way it has worked for innumerable people, is worth its weight in gold. Okay, and I realize that, you're being good by having that option, but I'm just letting people know that I don't think they should take that option. No offense.
No, I totally understand what you mean, because when you do get that $125 test, you know, the lab will give you supplement recommendations and things like that, but it's based on a computer. And many of these protocols were developed many, many years ago, and it doesn't work. It does not work to balance your body chemistry. It does not take your health conditions or Hashimoto's or other issues into account, and it is worthless, in my opinion. And
look at the Lyme testing we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look at the Lyme testing we're doing with MDL Lives. You know, as well as I do, because you're doing the testing also, that you need to read the Western blot itself. You can't take a computer's word for it. You have to look at it with your eyes. How many people who the computer says don't have Lyme actually have raging Lyme, and that's the main reason. That's the main root cause of their whatever issues. And because the computer's reading it, and the computer's being told to only do certain things where your human eyes say, and your experience says, hey, this sounds an awful lot like Lyme. I think I better work with this. Okay, there's nothing like having an experienced healthcare practitioner working with you. Okay, a lot of this stuff, unfortunately, cannot be done and should not be done by the individual themselves. And that's not saying anybody's stupid. Okay, it's actually our fault. It's actually the medical establishment's fault by putting people in the position of taking care of themselves when they should have a good generalist doing that and only doling out to specialists when it's necessary. That has been taken away from us, and the onus of treatment is on the person who is least trained to do it, and that's the patient themselves. Okay? Yeah. We need to turn that around. That's why bioindividualized medicine, that's why we sought people like you out to say, hey, you have the right idea. You know what you're doing. We want you in our group. We want you together with us, because we need to get back to having good generalists who understand to treat the whole person and who are willing to do so, because that's just not the way of the world any longer. Sorry, end of lecture.
Yeah, I'm used to them.
Okay, sorry. I know. I'll lecture you a lot.
I appreciate your honesty. But no,
anyway,
really, Jess, I'm really honored to have you, spread your wings and take me in. And, it's really been a pleasure working with you. And I really appreciate your mentorship and your huge heart. And I just think you're a great guy. And, I love you to death.
Thank you. I feel the same way. We have some more phone calls. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air with Wendy and Dr. Jess.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I would like to know if Wendy can do consultations for autism child.
Yes, I do. My own daughter was diagnosed with autism at 3 years old, right before she turned three. And I put her on my Mineral Power program. I detoxed a ton of aluminum from her, which is a neurotoxin, very potent neurotoxin that does affect brain function and development, and is a big causative factor in autism, one contributor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's normal now. But I caught it very, very early, and she was in a very, very intensive rehab program specifically for children with language delays and autism, things like that, here in Los Angeles. So I feel very fortunate, but I don't think that would have happened without detoxing the aluminum from her. So, and the short answer is yes, I do deal with children with autism.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have twin daughters. We are from Mexico, and we have been doing a lot of things with them, but I really think they are mineral deficiency, and we would like to do the program, but I don't know if we have to buy the hair analysis and also 1 hour of coaching with you, or how does this work to do a consultation with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can buy so 1 hour health coaching if you just want to talk for an hour about, how I can help you or whatnot. But probably a better idea just to start with the Mineral Power program, and that way we can talk. You get an hour of consult with that, and we can talk within that hour. And once I see the test results, it just makes more sense, because then I have information on how to advise you more specifically.
Okay, so the first going is to buy the hair analysis, and then you receive the results.
Yes.
By an hour of consult. That's correct.
No, actually, when you buy the hair test, that includes an hour of consult. So that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're most welcome.
Bye-bye.
A nice person in the 201 area code. Are you there?
Yes. Hi. Question for Wendy. Do you use iodine therapy in your detoxification programs? Is that part of your mineral mix?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. It just depends on the person. And if they have, you know, autoimmune issues or whatnot, but I like kelp. I like the natural form of iodine, but sometimes I will use nascent iodine or iodoral, not iodoral, I'm sorry. I'll use a nascent iodine depending on, you know, what the person's health issues are and what they tolerate. Some people don't tolerate kelp, but kelp is my preferred form of iodine because it's natural, and I find that people have so many halogens in their body. They have so much chlorine and fluoride and bromine from various sources in the environment that this blocks the uptake of iodine into their thyroid. So the recommended amount of 150 micrograms a day is not nearly sufficient to compete with these halogens to get enough levels of iodine in the thyroid to make the thyroid hormones. So I personally like to flood the body with iodine for a period of time so that people can get enough iodine until we can detox all these halogens from their body.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
You're most welcome. Okay, hold on. Nice person in the 301 area code. Are you there? Are you there? Hello? Guess not. There's a question on the chat. Have you worked with children with PANDAS? If so, what kind of results have you seen?
You know, I have not. I have not worked with any children with PANDAS.
Well, in case the caller would like to know, I've worked with children with PANDAS and have gotten wonderful results. So you can always call my office and ask for a complimentary 15-minute get acquainted session, and we can talk about it. That's 610-449-9716. Does anyone else have any other questions at all for Wendy? Wendy, do you have any good parting words for our audience?
Yes, well, one of the things that I really try to impart in my message and working with clients and on my podcast, et cetera, is to not wait until you get sick to start working on your health. Because by the time you get sick, this disease process has been in place for many years. If you've had cancer, it's probably been going on for 10 or more years. If you've had, you know, a thyroid test that you have high TSH, it's probably been going on for 5 or more years prior to it manifesting as symptoms. So do not wait until you get sick. The best time to start working on your health right now is today, before you get sick.
Excellent. Absolute truth. Wendy, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us. You're obviously an expert in this area. And anybody who would like to see you should contact you at live to 110.com. live to 110.com. And it's a great website. Wendy is excellent to work with. She's knowledgeable, she's friendly, and more than that, she's a good, compassionate, loving healthcare provider. You just don't get better. You don't get this combination in almost anybody. So I thank you very much again, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Very much so.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Jess. It was a pleasure.
Thank you again, really. And here comes my little theme song. Stop the theme song. It's another question. And we got a few more minutes. Hi, person in the 301 area code, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, did you have a question for Wendy?
Actually, I was just still listening, and I kind of got cut off because I thought I heard somebody that asked about the 301, but can you repeat the thing about the thyroid?
Oh, yes, about the TSH being high?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, if you have high TSH, say you went to the doctor, you've got a 3 or 4 or 5 TSH, that the process that resulted in that high TSH, it's probably been happening for a number of years, 5 or more
Absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, before...
My TSH just recently in June went to 156.3, and I was on a Natrathroid, and then I ended up seeing an endocrinologist, and he's now put me back on Synthroid, and I'm unhappy about being on the synthetic. But it did bring the TSH down to a normal range of 2.4 in just a matter of 4 weeks, which is crazy. But wow. I'd like to go back on the Natrathroid again, and now I'm scared too because the endocrinologist won't let me. But I know there's more going on than just being on Synthroid making this work right for now.
Yeah, I mean, you have to do what you have to do to, you know, bring down symptoms and to, you know, save your life, even so to speak. I'm sure that was incredibly
yes.
uncomfortable.
Yes.
But the underlying root cause of that can be a multitude of things. Of course, toxins in the body. Many people's thyroids are full of chlorine. They're full of fluoride and bromine and these halogens. Mm-hmm. Not to mention iodine deficiency. Mineral deficiencies, you know, it's very important for people to take glandulars. Glandulars can bring down TSH as well. And they say that they're hormone-free, but some of them do have some hormones in them, just very small amounts of hormones. But I personally take glandulars, and I've kept my thyroid in check for a very long time. But we take glandulars because they give you the minerals that your thyroid needs to function and to heal itself. You know, and a lot of times people do have an autoimmune component, even if they test negative on their antibodies on the thyroid test. About 40% of people.
I have the Hashimoto's. I've had that for now 25 years, but it's never been in control. So I've always been either too high, too low, never getting it corrected, and I'm always feeling not right. And it's been a lot told to me, it's in my head, you know, you just have to deal with this. But I know there's got to be an answer out there.
Well,
there
it's tough when you have long-standing autoimmune like that, and you do, you know, your body has attacked your thyroid for a long time, and you get scar tissue built up. And over time, you know, a lot of a significant part of your thyroid can be destroyed and becomes non-functional. So it's one of those things, like I said before, if you have long-standing chronic health issues like that, it's going to be more of a challenge if it's even possible to reverse it and resume normal functioning. I have heard of, you know, one person that had 20 years of autoimmune and they were able to resume normal function, but I think that's probably the exception to the rule. Mm-hmm. But there's still always something you can do. You can always detox and mineralize and nourish your thyroid and get it working better and under control. Get the calm down the immune system so it's not attacking the thyroid. Get rid of gluten, dairy, and do everything that you have to do. There's still no guarantee because it's been such a long-standing issue, but there's a lot of things you can do to be proactive.
I was surprised, and I wondered what your opinion was on this. Eating cruciferous vegetables, I was doing a lot of kale, spinach, and never cooking them, always eating them in a fruit smoothie, you know, fresh and raw. And I was told that by reading, not by my doctor, that is a really bad thing for your thyroid.
It can be because goitrogens block iodine uptake into the thyroid. So is that exactly the end of the world? Not really. It's preferable if you cook them. Because cooking them destroys about 30% or more of the goitrogens in them. So ideally you want to eat cooked vegetables. I'm not a fan of raw vegetables. Unless it's like a radish, you know, you can't grill a radish, you know. But if you can cook the vegetable, cook it. Because you get more nutrients out of it anyways. You know, humans don't break down cellulose. The plant cell wall we don't break that down. So you're not getting a lot out of that food. And you get a lot of oxalates, you know, even if it's cooked with green vegetables. But if you're doing green smoothies every morning, you know, you're not doing yourself a whole lot of favors. So is that one of the big causes of your problem? No. But it wasn't really helping.
Okay. And then I did have a metals tested, and I was high in thallium. And I was hearing in the beginning of the talk that thallium is a problem. And what do you do about it?
Yeah, well, thallium is 10 times more toxic than mercury. It's really, really nasty stuff. And I'm finding most of my clients do have thallium toxicity, especially if they live in urban areas, they live near a freeway, or they exercise next to a road where they're breathing that exhaust in. But how you get rid of thallium is by taking a product called Biosil. Biosil is silica that's bound to choline, which makes it absorb better, makes it work better. And you take about 6 drops of that per day in citrus juice, you know, lime, lemon, grapefruit, orange, about a quarter ounce of that. And then that will mobilize and grab onto thallium and other trivalent heavy metals like tin and arsenic, aluminum, and extract them from the brain and the bones and other very hard to reach areas. And then you take, and it takes about 2 years. You remove about 50 to 70% of these trivalent heavy metals in the first year, and maybe 95 plus by the second year. So again, it takes time. It took you decades to accumulate these metals, and they're not going away in 3 months, you know. So and then you want to take a substance called PectaClear. PectaClear has alginates and other binders in it that will bind to all these heavy metals that you're mobilizing and chemicals and remove them from the body.
One?
Yeah, PectaClear, P-E-C-T-A, clear, C-L-E-A-R.
Gotcha, thank you. I tried the Biosil about a year ago, but then I got the Lyme disease, and I quit that one because there were so many other things to be taking. But I never knew that was that good for this. I think I was taking it for, like, aging.
Yeah, well, it's a hair, skin, and nail product.
Yep, exactly. There you go. That's why I'm thinking, wow, familiar product, but now it has additional benefits. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's a, you know, you get nice fluffy chia pet hair when you take it, but it also detoxes your entire body.
I won't go ahead.
Thank you for the laugh.
Yeah, many, many benefits. So keep taking it.
Tastes nasty, though.
No, yeah. It's not so bad if you put it in orange juice.
Okay, good point. Well, thank you very much for all your information. You've been very enlightening.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out for that last question. I just saw her just dial in. I said, nope, let me grab her quick before we sign. Turned out to be one of the better questions of the night. Thanks again, Wendy. I appreciate everything you do. I really do.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I will talk at you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel a change in the wind right now.
Like I've always told you, people, okay, chronic diseases are not to be taken, not to be believed. Okay, even if you've had something for a really long time, never, ever know how much improvement you can get if you simply work at it. That's why we bring you these practitioners who know what they're doing. That's why we have a set of practitioners on it. I can tell you, have been vetted and trained by Sean and I. Okay, we bring you the very best. We don't accept chronic illness as a given. Trust me, things can be done. And always remember, we're behind you. We know that you're the strongest people going.
Okay, even though everybody else says it's in your head, we know it's not. You guys have a good week. We'll have a good episode next week, too. Good night. This is Dr. Jess Armine, again, from the Center for Bioindividualized Medicine here in southeastern Pennsylvania. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.